Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your episode for Wednesday, November 29th, and this is your host, Matt Shook. I'm back in the saddle here in Chicago, and I want to say thanks to the listeners. I had a couple of you guys reach out to me with condolences over my grandfather's passing last week. So I want to thank you guys for that. I also want to give a big thanks to the reigning Jays, the Locked On Celtics guys, who filled in and kind of gave us a taste of the Boston side of the Pistons-Boston game on Monday night. It was kind of entertaining for me to listen to those guys. It was nice to hear some Boston people frustrated with a Detroit team and the way that they went into Boston and got the big win on Monday night, 118-108. And kind of kick those guys around a little bit in their home place, even though they have the best record in the NBA and they're still rolling and will have a great season, no doubt. It was nice to hear some swearing and frustration on behalf of guys like Andre Drummond and Avery Bradley and Tobias Harris, who haunted them a little bit in their own backyard. As the Pistons move to 13-6 with the big win on Monday night, the team has now beaten Golden State, Oklahoma City, Boston, Minnesota, the healthy Los Angeles Clippers before they got a deluge of injuries. So they're rolling with some tough road wins, and we'll have a chance for some more coming up soon in the coming days as the Washington Wizards loom on Friday night, the San Antonio Spurs, the Milwaukee Bucks. All these teams are coming up soon on the slate, so no time for rest for Stan Van Gundy, although the team will have a quote-unquote easy one on Wednesday night, tonight as you hear this, with the Phoenix Suns coming to Little Caesars Arena for a Wednesday night contest in downtown Detroit. The Warriors' only home losses this year are to the Houston Rockets and the Detroit Pistons, and the Boston only home losses for Brad Stevens' Celtics are Milwaukee and Detroit. So Pistons fans can be proud to be part of the exclusive company on those lists so far this season. They are also the only team to have beaten the Celtics by double digits so far this year. So some great stats, and there's all sorts of great stats to look at if you're a Pistons fan these days. But we're going to talk more about that Celtics game here today and also look ahead to Phoenix on Wednesday night. And I'm going to tell you why you might pay very close attention to some of the players in the Suns and their players as February approaches, as it appears that the Suns might be open for business. Also, we'll take a look at what Las Vegas thinks of this Pistons start and what this means for some of the odds of the Detroit Pistons right now. So we got and it is Wednesday, so that means it is Draft Wednesday on draft.com and the Draft app. You know what that means. Sign up, as you've been thinking about doing for the past few weeks. Use the promo code LOPISTONS and you get $3 free added to whatever you start your account with dollar wise. That $3 is the amount that it costs to get into our Locked On Pistons contest every Wednesday. It's Tuesday night as they tape this. I've already got it set up. You can check my Twitter feed to a link to the 10-person contest, as we'll do that one. We'll fill that one up hopefully early on Wednesday, and then we'll start up another one as well. So we'll get a couple of tournaments going that we'll draft about an hour before game time, about 6 o'clock Eastern, as the games will open up on Wednesday night about 7 o'clock. Almost full slate of games. You can pick Harden. You can pick Westbrook. You can pick Andre Drummond. And you can, if you want to be contrarian, maybe you can get Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns that go against the Pistons as you watch the game. It's fun. It's a snake draft, so it's just like your fantasy football drafts, and it's just a one-night thing, so you can win some real money. And we filled the big draft up last week and even had a second smaller one. So get on there. Find me at the handle Matt Shook, MattShoch. And if you follow me, I'll invite you into the contest as well. But like I said, check my Twitter feed, and I give a link to the 10-person contest. And like I said, we'll add some other ones as the day goes on Wednesday as well if we get more demand. But Kyrie Irving was frustrated on Monday night, wasn't he? You could tell on the court as Avery Bradley was in his pocket throughout much of the game. He told reporters after the game that he can't wait for the rematch. He said it three times. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Well, guess what? Pistons fans can't wait either. As December 10th, it's coming up very soon on a Sunday afternoon. It kind of ends this long stretch of tough games that the Pistons have coming up. Coming into that Oklahoma City game after the long Thanksgiving week that the Pistons had off, I said that they were going to be underdogs in seven of their next eight games. I'm still probably right on that. But so far, Oklahoma City and Boston on the road, the Pistons are 2-0 in this stretch. And like I said, a huge favorites to win the third game and go 3-0 on that stretch. I said the Pistons will probably looking at might be going 3-5 during this stretch, but they're proving me wrong so far. As you know, you can raise those expectations for this little stretch and maybe even raise the expectations ultimately going forward as well. Like I said, they got Phoenix Wednesday night, Washington on Friday night, then they go to Philadelphia, at San Antonio, at Milwaukee, and then home for Golden State after that as well. So a lot of chances for wins, but also chances for slip-ups as well. And if you're a Pistons fan, you got to feel pretty good against going up against pretty much anyone with the wins against those aforementioned teams that they've already had on the road. Brad Stevens, after Monday's game, said, "They're well coached, they run good stuff, and I love what they're doing." Interesting, because Stan Van Gundy's a veteran coach who's proven himself at three stops throughout his NBA career, but Brad Stevens is kind of like the dean of coaches right now, and probably behind Popovich, obviously, but and Steve Kerr with the success he's had in Golden State. But Brad Stevens is like the internet's favorite coach, and everyone loves him. He's the hot coach in the NBA and what he did at Butler as well at the college ranks, but had some high praise for the Pistons and Stan Van Gundy and the systems that they have been running. But a lot of the improvement has to be chalked up to the big fella, doesn't it? Andre Drummond had 26 points, 22 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals in what could be his coming out party when you talk about him, you know, making an all-star team for the second time in 3 years, joining into that all-NBA conversation. I even saw some fans on Twitter talking about the Andre Drummond MVP campaign. Now, I don't know if he's up there with Kyrie and James Harden and some of the LeBron James and some of the other MVP candidates yet, but you got to put him maybe on that next tier of NBA of MVP candidates right now, don't you? Maybe in that 4-8 range or something like that. I haven't looked too much to rank him, but and the season does not end on December 1st, unfortunately, if you're an Andre Drummond MVP proponent. But it's nice to have those guys listed and maybe talked about in those terms, even if it is a fourth the way through the season. But the Phoenix Suns are coming to town, and as much as we are kind of riding high as Pistons fans and locked on Pistons right now, one loss to the Phoenix Suns will bring that down quite a bit. They're on a tankathon right now, and we'll tell you all you need to know about the young Phoenix Suns a little bit here today on Locked On Pistons. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44 and reaching that audience, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So what's up, fellas? Thanks for listening. So if you want to get in touch with those men 18 to 44, this is your spot. A real sausage fest we got here at Locked On Pistons. Plus, our rates are reasonable. And if you want to email me at matt_schoch@yahoo.com to find out, I can tell you even more about it. Yes, sir! Now, if you know a lot about the Phoenix Suns already, congratulations. You are a close NBA fan. You are a hoops head. It's like the movie Major League with the Cleveland Indians fans looking at the roster saying, "Who are these fucking guys?" So if you need to know about the Phoenix Suns, this is your spot. Locked On Pistons is going to tell you all about the Phoenix Suns here today. And a little bit later on, we're also going to tell you why Pistons fans should actually be paying very close attention to the Suns going up and down the roster, as it might be a little bit of a meat market for Pistons fans to take a look at these guys. But the Suns are coming in town for a 7 o'clock game on Wednesday night tonight in Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. The Pistons are 12-point favorites in the game, the highest total for them as favorites so far this season. The Suns are coached by Jay Triano, who took over for Earl Watson, who was fired after losing the first 3 games of the season. And Eric Bledsoe said he didn't want to be there on Twitter. And Earl Watson was kicked to the curb by general manager Ryan McDonough. Jay Triano is from Canada. He is the coach of the Canadian men's basketball team. I saw him coach the Canadian team at the Pan Am Games a couple summers ago in Toronto with Steve Nash working as general manager. So the Steve Nash, Phoenix Suns, Jay Triano, Canada connection is all right there. He's coaching as an interim basis right now. And so you would believe that the Suns will probably go into next season with a new coach. It seems like they have Alvin Gentry pretty much as their coach all the time. So maybe he'll come back for, I think, his fifth turn or something like that with the Phoenix Suns. The Suns picked up a 104-99 victory here down the street from me in Chicago over the Bulls to improve to 8-14 on the season. So really having, for a team that's as terrible as they are right now, roster-wise in the NBA. 8-14 is not as bad as you might expect this Suns team to be. So some of those young guys are playing pretty well so far this season. Actually, the Bulls, along with the Suns, are another team that figure to be in the top five or even higher in the draft next year. So if you're a Phoenix Suns fan, you're probably hoping that they go ahead and take the L against the Pistons on Wednesday night. The Suns are led by Devin Booker of Grand Rapids. He had 33 points on Tuesday night at the United Center. Booker grew up in Grand Rapids, where his dad, Melvin Booker, was a big, or he was playing a couple of stints in Grand Rapids with the CBA back when they were the Grand Rapids Hoops. And he also played a stint with the Grand Rapids Mackers. So if you're like me and played in the Gus Macker tournaments and weren't aware that there was a CBA team that was named after the Gus Macker tournaments, well, now you know. And Melvin Booker was a player for those teams. He was a big-time player at Mizzou. I spent a lot of time in Columbia, Missouri in a former life as I was a sports writer in Missouri. So I've been to Mizzou several times, and they laud Melvin Booker as one of the best players in program history. He played in the NBA a few stints as well. So his son is Devin Booker, grew up in Grand Rapids, and played at Granville High School over on the west side for 1 year as well before ending up at Kentucky and playing for 1 year on John Calipari. So he's kind of the leader of the team, a sweet shooting young guy. Another guy that the Pistons had a chance of drafting too during the Stanley Johnson draft. So they looked past Devin Booker and instead went with a less proven guy. And as Booker seemed, was part of those Kentucky teams that had a lot of success. So T.J. Warren is another veteran on the Phoenix Suns who's been excelling so far this year. He was a free agent pickup in the offseason. He had 25 points on Tuesday night against the Bulls. Alex Len, who hadn't been playing since Greg Monroe was picked up by the Phoenix Suns for Eric Bledsoe, he actually complained in the media about not getting a lot of playing time lately, but he got 30 minutes off the bench in Chicago on Tuesday night, and he had 13 points and 18 rebounds as he's trying to resuscitate a career that's never really gotten off the bench for the big man Alex Len there. Josh Jackson, the third pick in this year's draft, another Detroiter, is not playing really that much as of late. He had been starting early in the season and been getting some high marks for his defense. But like I said, his minutes have kind of been slowing. He's getting 9 points a game so far this season, but he only played 8 minutes on Tuesday night against Chicago. So it'll be interesting to see in Josh's homecoming if he's able to get a lot of minutes and a lot of production against the Pistons up against Stanley Johnson and maybe some of those other wing players. Like Reggie Bullock and others that he might go up against on Wednesday night. And as I mentioned, Greg Monroe, old friend alert. He is with Phoenix now after being traded for Eric Bledsoe and the Milwaukee Bucks earlier this year. He has played 6 games with Phoenix and has scored over 20 points in 2 of them. He's gotten some starter minutes so far in his stretch with the Phoenix Suns, but he did not play last night in the Chicago game as Alex Len was getting all the minutes. It looks like Triano, between Greg Monroe and Alex Len and Tyson Chandler, the veteran, former Dallas Mavericks NBA champion, he's also in the mix with the center spots as well. So it's like Jay and the organization are trying to figure out what they're doing with that center spot. So a lot of chances for them to figure it out, and they'll throw out a bunch of guys. They got Marquise Chris. They got Dragon Bender as well, who actually started like in Chicago on Tuesday night. So there's some dudes, there's some young guys. They're acquiring assets. They're stockpiling some young talent. They're trying to do it like they saw another East Coast team do it a little while ago as well. And we're going to talk about that and what that means for the Detroit Pistons and how the Phoenix Suns are shaping their roster a lot differently than the Pistons are right now. But that might be an important thing for fans to keep in mind. We're also going to take a look at the Las Vegas odds and what the sharps think of the Pistons' start to the season so far. Now, before we get into what Las Vegas thinks of the Pistons' start so far, along with some reasons why you should be following the Phoenix Suns closely on Wednesday night when they take on the Pistons, send a good thought to Ben Gordon, the former Piston. Looks like he's going on a bit of a mental tailspin right now. The former NBA player with the Pistons was arrested on Saturday in Los Angeles, according to ESPN, on a felony robbery charge. He was accused of punching the manager of a downtown apartment complex where he is renting, pulling a knife on the man, and taking money that Gordon said was his security deposit. So It's been kind of the latest in a string of problems that Ben's been having lately. He was driving with a forged license plate, and he was arrested in Manhattan in November for that. And then he also owns a store in New York, and he had an incident with a woman where they had gotten into an argument and kind of throwing things all over the store and whatnot. And it's the store that he owns, and he was found by police locked in the bathroom. And he'd also been pulling fire alarms in his apartment building in L.A. in June. So it's just some bizarre incidents involving former Piston Ben Gordon, whose tenure was kind of during the dark ages of the Pistons' time with Joe Dumars, kind of his last gasp, was throwing a bunch of money at Charlie Villanueva and Ben Gordon. But Ben, who was, you know, a reliable professional for the Pistons during his time, during an unsuccessful part of his career and an unsuccessful part of Pistons lore, but still send some good thoughts to the former Piston guard if you can. But moving on to this year's more happy version of the Detroit Pistons, the 13-6 Motor City guys have Bovada listing the Pistons as +2,200 to win the East. So a 22-1 bet will get you some pretty good odds for the Pistons to win the Eastern Conference as far as the playoff race, the end of the playoff season to make the NBA Finals. That's sixth in the East. We're now behind Cleveland, Boston, Washington, Milwaukee, and Toronto. So if you remember going into the season, they were kind of a fringe playoff team, but now they're kind of solidly in the mix. They're 66-1, so +6,600 to win the NBA championship by Bovada, which is 11th in the NBA. They had a 38.5 win over under total going into the season. So to be slotted as the sixth best team in the East is a pretty good improvement. And now that we're 1/4 the way through the season, I was looking at those numbers that Bovada had released, and Charlotte is now 8-11. They're behind the Knicks. They're behind some of those other mediocre Eastern Conference teams. So I wanted to brag a little bit about how I said that Charlotte would be struggling this season and are not the type of middle-of-the-pack Eastern Conference playoff team that some were talking about them possibly being. Now, they got Nick Batum back now, so maybe the next span of their season will go a little bit better than the first fourth of it. But if you give me props for that, you got to pay no attention to the fact that I said Portland was going to have a disappointing season and miss the playoffs, as they're 13-8 and in first place ahead of Minnesota out west. So pretty good season for Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum, and the guys. So we'll see how I end up on a couple of those predictions. Those were kind of my two boldest ones, that Charlotte and Portland would fall off a little bit this year compared to expectations. So I'm one for two so far. And while we're talking numbers, ESPN's BPI numbers say the Pistons now have a 95.6% chance of making the playoffs, but only a 0.2% chance of winning the title. So 1 out of 500 chance of winning it all, according to the BPI. But those same projections say LeBron James and Cleveland, based on the numbers so far this season, have a 0.6% chance of winning the title. And if you're going to give me about 170-1 odds of the Cleveland Cavaliers winning the title, I would certainly take that. So maybe those numbers shouldn't be taken quite as seriously as the Las Vegas guys, as those guys seem to have a better handle over how things are going and how things may go down the road. But speaking of down the road, if Pistons fans are thinking about making some trades, thinking about upgrading the roster, thinking about getting some depth at small forward, thinking about maybe even getting a new starting small forward if you're not in the Stanley Johnson camp, the Phoenix Suns are a team that would certainly be a willing trade partner. The Pistons know, as they acquired Marcus Morris, basically in a salary dump from Phoenix a couple years ago, that this team is ready to deal. They made the Bledsoe for Monroe deal a few weeks back, the only real big NBA in-season trade so far. And if you're looking at that small forward position, TJ Warren might be a guy to watch. He's an effective defender and also proven to be a pretty good scorer for Phoenix so far this season. He made a contract agreement with the Suns coming into this year in free agency. He signed a 4-year, $50 million deal. So they might have to figure out that contract a little bit with some machinations. You got highly paid Boban, you got highly paid John Luer off the bench. So if those guys can come in a little bit and prove their worth, maybe you might have a willing trade partner if you're able to attach some more higher performing assets or better projected assets, maybe some first round picks in the future. The Phoenix Suns might be interested. Now, Ryan McDonough is the general manager of the Phoenix Suns, and he already has some picks. He made the Milwaukee deal, like I mentioned, which gets him a conditional first-round pick going forward that could come into play next year, but is more likely to be theirs a few years down the road. He's also got Miami's first round pick for next year, although that's got some conditions on it as well. But I think that that's a likely one to end up with the Suns this year. They're open for business. They've got Greg Monroe and Tyson Chandler on the bench. They've got three centers that they don't even really know quite what to do with. So if you're looking for a more reliable backup center, maybe those guys are options as well, as they're really not doing any good for a rebuilding Phoenix Suns team. So Greg Monroe and Tyson Chandler could probably be had for pretty cheap if you call Ryan McDonough sometime soon. So they also have the another Miami pick in addition to next year's, the 2021 first-round pick in the war chest right now. And they've kind of, during that Bledsoe-Monroe trade, they picked up the conditional first-round pick for Milwaukee. And I think they've kind of made a gamble on that, that Milwaukee might have a little bit of an implosion in the coming years. And looking at the way that that franchise is structured right now, that is not that terrible of a bet, I got to say. So right now, NBADraft.net has the Suns as their own, keeping their own seventh pick going into the next year's first round, and then having the Miami pick sitting at 10th. So they're sitting at 7th and 10th in the first round, a couple of lottery picks, and that would have them kicking that Milwaukee first-round pick can down the road as well. And this is what they're doing. I mean, they're Brian McDonough, he's a Boston guy. He's actually the son of Will McDonough, the former Boston Globe columnist who's a sports writing Hall of Famer and any kind of Hall of Fame you can imagine in sports writing. He's a legend. And a brother of Sean McDonough, who does Monday Night Football as well, by the way. So they're kind of just building. And he came from the Boston organization. He was under Danny Ainge with the Celtics. So he's doing pretty much his best Ainge impression on the West Coast. He's collecting assets. He's getting all sorts of young players. There's some guys to be excited about with Chris, with Booker, with Josh Jackson, with Dragan Bender. I mean, there's some guys out there that have some talent and they have some assets going forward. So it's a team that might be a team to watch out for in a few years, but there's definitely some moves that can be made. But having a couple of high picks in next year's draft is starting to look a little bit better if you paid attention to some of the college basketball opening tournaments that were happening over the Thanksgiving weekend. Jaren Jackson Jr. of Michigan State has been pretty good. He's proven to be a possible lottery pick as well, the second lottery pick on Michigan State's roster right now. Ayton, you got Luka Doncic over in Europe. You got Michael Porter Jr., although his injury is going to throw a wrinkle into his draft status. It looks like he might be out for the season for Mizzou, although they're holding out some hope in Columbia that he might be available later on in the year. You got Bagley down at Duke as well. And any draft with a guy with the physical tools of Mo Bamba going as low as fifth is a pretty good draft. So I think this draft is shaping out to be even stronger. So maybe Phoenix wants to, and not that Detroit's first-round pick will be high next year, but if they wanted to maybe get it and package it with one of their other picks, they can maybe move into that top four or top five. Another guy to watch if you're watching a lot of college basketball this year is Colin Sexton of Alabama. I thought he might be one of those guys that might be ineligible this year, but he's playing for Avery Johnson down with the Tide. So that freshman point guard, I saw him play in a McDonald's game here in Chicago a few months back. He's pretty good. He's a guy to watch. He's dynamic. He's exciting. So, and he's a guy who's going to be even lower than some of those guys I mentioned. He might be late in the double or the single digits, according to some of the websites right now. Of course, there's a lot of time before the draft later this summer. Next summer. So, again, the Phoenix Suns are a team that's got some assets, but they're going to be looking for some more as far as future-wise. But if you're thinking about your future, you got to join us at draft.com. Use the promo code LOPistons. Sign up there, and we'll get you free entry into the Wednesday Draft Wednesday contest that we do. We're going to do another one at 6 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. You don't have to actually be available for the draft. You can just set it to auto-pick. They move quick. They go in under 10 minutes, and it's a lot of fun. Everyone's been enjoying them and doing them for multiple weeks in a row. And you can set it up and get your buddies to join them in Sunday fantasy football drafts as well. These are all one-day things, so they're easy. They require basically no commitment. And if you sign up or know someone who's going to sign up or encourage some friends to sign up, make sure you use the promo code LOPistons to show some love to the podcast. It really does help us out, and we really do appreciate everyone who has done that so far. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk a little bit about this big Phoenix Suns game, the homecoming for the Pistons. And if you want to check out Little Caesars Arena, this will be your last chance in a few weeks as they go on the road for four here in a little while. So the Pistons will be on the road a little bit, and you want to check out these 13-6 guys. I mean, there's no real, not a lot of NFL football to be excited about right now, although don't give up on those Lions quite yet. I think they might be able to squeeze into the wild card conversation before all is said and done. But we'll have a complete recap of that Phoenix Suns game on tomorrow's pod, and we'll look ahead to the Washington game on Friday night as the Pistons will be heading to the nation's capital this weekend. So I want to thank all you guys for listening, all your well wishes over the last few days, and enjoy the Pistons taking on the young Phoenix Suns tonight from Little Caesars Arena.